James Muffet with me and you, founder of the Student Statesmanship Institute, SSIonline.org. So, James, we need to empower young people to influence our culture, because obviously we can see how our culture is sliding away from the Jesus way of living. And that's your passion, is to empower teenagers, to get teenagers first before they get swayed in the college years.
Well, it's absolutely right. And we've seen all the studies where so many young people, once they get to college, once they get out into their career, they abandon the faith. You know, many of them come back later, but college, you know, there's an all-out assault on faith from our whole culture, from every facet of culture. So we try to do a lot of things to help kids get rooted in their faith. But we've found through what we do at SSI and the LEAD program in the summer is that if you give a young person a high responsibility, give them a leadership task, a leadership title, a leadership role, and then coach them in how to live that out, especially when it comes to being a Christian and living that out in the real world, it really does set their whole compass differently. So instead of being reactive against the culture, they are now proactive. And we use the phrase ambassadors for Christ. We give them a taste of what that feels like in the legislative, the media, the business, the judicial, whatever the quote secular occupations are. We try to put kids in those leadership positions under expert coaches who are Christians in those fields, with the idea being that if they act like a leader during this SSI LEAD program, then they will learn how to take that from, you know, SSI out into their college, into whatever, and they become a proactive Christian leader versus a reactive Christian who's just kind of hanging on for dear life from the assaults of the culture.
Yeah. Now, okay, go through the spheres that you cover at the LEAD program.
Yeah, we have a legislative track, which is where all the first-year students come. They take the oath of office. They get assigned a caucus and a committee of real bills in the legislature. They go into the House Michigan Capitol and sit in the chairs where the real lawmakers sit, and they have a debate on the real House floor on the final day, all making decisions as leaders that would affect the lives of 10 million people who live in Michigan. And it's an exhilarating experience for these kids, pretty challenging for them as well. And that's another big part of what we do, is we think that there's an incredible amount of untapped potential in a lot of young people. And we try to put them in situations to help them, you know, sort of achieve their full potential as young persons. So we have the legislative track. Then we have a media track where they become print or broadcast journalists and they do newspapers and they produce newscasts. We have a judicial track where they try a case in a real courtroom with real, you know, a jury and witnesses and a judge. We have a business track where they manage a $40 million company over 8 years of business, and they learn business principles of entrepreneurship and management and stewardship. That's an incredible track for these young people. And then we have a campaign track where they just manage a campaign. They run a gubernatorial campaign. Again, each one of these realistic settings, they are given a leadership task, and they have a competitive drive to sort of, you know, work with a team of people to achieve a purpose together, all in this idea of you are a leader, not just a teenager. And it's great to see these kids rise up to that challenge. It's so much fun. We just have a great time doing it.
So, James, you're raising up the next generation to impact our culture for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the best way for these kids to learn this is to do it. And you've got these several spheres that you throw the students into. Talk about those spheres and what the students learn in those spheres.
Well, our first track is all about the legislature. So we put them in that legislative role as leaders in the state of Michigan. And then we also have a media track, two media tracks, actually, print and broadcast. So the print team, they come in and role play as journalists, and they create a newspaper every morning that reports on what's happening in the legislature. So they get a chance to be reporters, to do interviews, to create stories and all that kind of stuff, which is really, really cool. And then all the other kids read the newspaper every morning. And then in addition, there's a broadcast team that puts together actually a live television news broadcast. They role play as the anchors. They do the stories. They do the videography. They do the whole nine yards. Then the kids who are doing the legislative and other tracks, they get to see themselves actually on the news. So it creates sort of a microcosm of the world where all the kids are role-playing as the leaders. And then in addition, we have a judicial track where they role-play as a lawyer trying a real case with a real judge in a real courtroom. And they get a chance to learn all the things about courtroom decorum and rules of evidence and how our judicial system works. And then the advanced kids in the judicial track participate in the court program, where they actually go into the Supreme Court chambers in Michigan and argue a constitutional case. And we often have real Supreme Court justices from Michigan sitting in with the kids and coaching them during that process, which is pretty exciting. Mm. And then on top of that, we have a business track where they become part of a team that manages a $40 million manufacturing company. And they have to learn how to think as a leader within the business arena. They give an investor presentation halfway through, and all the other kids invest in their company to see which company will do the best on return on investment, market share, net profits, all that kind of stuff. It's very fascinating to watch these high school kids do that. And then the final one is a campaign track where they become part of a team that manages a campaign for governor, and they have a candidate, and they go out and they share about their candidate with all the other kids. And then there's a vote on Thursday and a debate on Wednesday. And so it's just like a real election. And we decide who the next governor for the state of Michigan is going to be. So each one of these is designed to give a kid a higher view than just being either an employee or a citizen or whatever, but they get to see it through the eyes of leaders within that field.
So I understand, James, that on your bucket list is for you to visit a SSI alum someday in the Oval Office.
Yeah, that was one of those things I threw out one day and somebody put that on the website, which is kind of cool. You know, the goal is to raise up leaders, you know, and I could right now, if I had time, I could go through dozens and dozens of people in leadership roles throughout our country right now who say they got their spark from attending an SSI week, and people actually working in DC, heads of law schools out in California, people in elected office. And, you know, at the Detroit News, down in Atlanta, Georgia, there's just kids that I keep in touch with that say, you know, that experience sparked something in me and it's made me want to give back. Actually, the girl in Michigan who's the head of Students for Life right now attended our program, and she's out there now fighting to preserve the sanctity of life in America and especially in Michigan. So that's our goal. And who knows, maybe one day one of them will be president.
Now, what's Students for Life?
It's a Michigan-based organization that goes to campuses throughout Michigan and raises up teams of pro-life millennials to share how important it is, you know, to fight for the sanctity of life. And they help women find alternates to abortions. They have a huge educational program that they do. And it's an incredible thing. And she told me her passion to fight for the unborn started at an SSI program, which is just pretty cool. Her name is Kristen Polo, P-O-L-L-O, and she is the executive director for Students of Life of Michigan. She's out there doing incredible work. I was just at her banquet with 500 people a couple weeks ago and gave the opening prayer. So
wow. That's exciting.
So our goal is if we can plant a seed and make a little spark, you know, who knows what God will do with those seeds in the lives of those young people. And that's our whole mission statement.
There's a parent listening right now. You know, they've got kids in the home. They might be teenagers, might be younger than teenagers. What can the parent listening do themselves to help, you know, raise up their kids to be leaders for Christ, you know, as they launch into adulthood?
We talk about all the kids who fall away. And I read an article about a study on the kids who don't fall away. What were the characteristics for those kids? And it was fascinating to me. The first two seemed like no-brainers, but the first one was that the parents are the ones who actually share the gospel with their kids. It's not someone in the church. It's not a youth leader. It's not an evangelist. The parents sit down and have that kind of interaction with their kids, number one. And number two, kind of a corollary, there are a lot of kids who go through the motions as Christians, but they haven't truly been converted. So they need to be truly converted. You know, a lot of kids come to their personal faith much later and not during high school. But then the third one was that these kids have mentors who challenge them to go outside of their comfort zone. And what I think we do often as parents and or as leaders in the church is we're afraid to challenge them too much because we're afraid we might turn them away. But the third characteristic was that these kids were regularly challenged to go outside of their comfort zone. And I think SSI kind of fits as a tool for that because that's what we do. We, in an encouraging, incubating environment, we let them go beyond what they think they can do. And most kids, once they achieve that, it's like climbing a mountain. You don't think you can do it, but when you get to the summit, the feeling of exhilaration and accomplishment is huge. It's incredible. And so I think that's one of the things is find things for your kids to be involved with that don't just babysit or entertain them, but that challenge them to go beyond and to be more than what they think they can do.
Yeah. I was talking with a millennial on our radio show recently, and she said, I was one of those millennials who walked away from the church. And now I have come back. She said, I walked away because I didn't have any understanding of the Bible and no one answered the tough questions I had.
Boy, is that so true? It's so true. I mean, the coaches that I talk about now when I was an athlete in high school are the ones who drove me the hardest and challenged me the most. I hated them at the time, and now they're my heroes.
Yep.
Because they demanded more from me than I thought I was able to do. And I realize now that it's that kind of experience that causes us to grow into the leaders, into the men and the women that God wants us to be. So we need those kind of mentors. We need those kind of experiences, those kind of environments. And I think sometimes our fear of turning kids away is a harm to those kids because we just babysit them or we entertain them and they find no real meaning in that.
Yeah. Got to raise the bar.
Got to raise the bar. I have a sermon now I do. It's called Breaking the Cycle of Low Expectations, both within the minds of teenagers and with the adults that work with them. We've got to increase our level of expectation.